Well, as load shedding continues, South Africans have been waiting on government to announce plans to deal with the outages. And recently, the Minister of Mineral Resources and Energy, Gwede Mandasha, suggested forming a second state-owned power utility. This has been met with mixed reaction, with the president initially backing the move to then suddenly withdrawing it. Michael Avery discussed the feasibility of this move with energy analyst Chris Yelland. Here's that conversation.
Well, I suppose it depends on your worldview, but in my view anyway, you know, if one can't run Eskom or Transnet or SAA or Denel or any of the other state-owned enterprises, I really think that starting another new state-owned enterprise is certainly not going to be a solution in the shortish term, and I really can't see it being a solution in the long term either. I think it was poorly thought through. These kind of issues should, I guess, be the result of deep analysis and expert consultation and be really carefully thought through. But what we have really seen is an off-the-cuff kind of a gut feel comment at the South African Communist Party meeting. I think it holds little credibility or little chance of success.
I suppose if one were to look at it in terms of where government can step in, where there's market failure, potentially, and if you look at what happened in California in the 2000s, for example, Stuart Theobald wrote about this in the Business Day today, there might be a role for the government to play in the peaking space where there is a risk that some peaking infrastructure might never be used. And so the private sector might not be willing to take on that kind of risk. But without any further clarity on what Eskom 2.0 might entail, we're left to speculate. And we're left to speculate a week in as to what the emergency measures might be that the president alluded to in his weekly letter last Monday. We've since had the National Planning Commission come out and affirm that it would like to see this coalition of the willing, 10 gigs of new build renewable, 5 gigs of storage, lifting the cap, or in fact doing away with the embedded generation cap, and then talking about feed-in tariffs and how we can do the Vietnam model of putting solar on rooftops. What do you make of those suggestions as a way out of this energy crisis?
Well, I mean, I'm right behind those suggestions. I believe strongly that that is the right approach. If we are looking for solutions in the next 2 to 3 years, there is no other option beyond solar and wind and battery energy storage, and we can argue the quantum, but those are the solutions. The other solution that is touted by some is that we need to improve the energy availability factor of the existing fleet from currently about 58% to 60, 65, 70, 75, 80%. But frankly, there is no space to do the kind of maintenance that is required to achieve anything like that. In fact, if one is going to do the necessary work to achieve an improvement in the energy availability factor in due course, one is going to have to switch off generation capacity in order to do that maintenance. There is no spare generation reserve that we can call upon to run while we are doing this maintenance. So you have to switch off plants. So in fact, you know, in the next couple of years, the energy availability factor is going to have to get worse before it gets better. So if you were looking to eliminate load shedding in the next 2 years, you have to bring on new generation capacity that gives you the kind of reserve that you need in order to do the deep level maintenance. And people can go on and on about, you know, what should be done with maintenance. But for the last 10 years, it's been going in the opposite direction. And no matter how many people talk about this matter, the plant is getting older every year. It's performing worse and worse. And the new plant that's coming on stream is performing like old plant. Mm-hmm. And therefore, the energy availability factor is declining by about 2 to 3 percentage points per year. And frankly, the CSIR's analysis and my own analysis clearly indicate that the best one can hope for, the very best, if one did the maintenance properly, is to stabilize the energy availability at the current level of about 60%. And that's not a solution in 2 years.
So in that intervening period until new power comes on stream, provided we do go down this route of a rapid build, renewable wind and solar, removing all the red tape, we're still talking about 2 years where we're in this situation where we could potentially be thrown back into stage six. Are we doing enough on the demand side management of this equation? Have we made the pip squeak enough on demand side management? Do we need to revisit that?
Yeah. Firstly, let me say that it doesn't take 2 years to build 10 gigawatts of solar PV. A country like Vietnam, with a GDP per capita much less than South Africa, installed 9 gigawatts in 1 year. That's what can be done. And that is just on the rooftop solar PV and battery storage in the domestic and commercial rooftop solar PV market. A lot more can be done in South Africa if we have the will to do it and the determination. And sorry, the other point you asked was?
On the demand side management of the equation. Yep.
Now, let me say this really clearly. That demand side management, energy efficiency, demand market participation, time of use tariffs and maintenance are things that all good utilities should be doing all the time, including right now. There's nothing new about these things. They should be done. Of course, I don't think they've been done as well as they should be doing, and we should do what we should be doing. But I don't see that. That is what I call business as usual. What we need to do is business unusual. We need to bring on a significant amount of new generation capacity in the next 1 and 2 years, and it can be done. But of course, we should be doing maintenance, like we always should be doing maintenance. And the same applies to demand side management and energy efficiency. Of course, we should be doing them. Of course, we're not doing them well enough, but we should do them. So what I'm just saying is that the kind of plan that the National Planning Commission is putting forward is not to focus on the business as usual. That has to be done anyway. Maintenance is just normal.
Chris Yelland is an energy analyst.